The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick.
Good morning, Joey.
From the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. Welcome in.
Hi, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the WeSellKiwi.com studios on 94.5 The Answer.
It is 8:06 on this, what is a beautiful, sunny, clear Tuesday morning, but I got a feeling that is about to change. On our guest line, Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing okay for now, and that's quite a setup.
Yes, that is quite the setup. All right, so tell us what we have in store for us, because I'm telling you, it could not be a more beautiful, sunny, clear day here in upstate South Carolina right now, but that truly is going to change in just a day or so, right?
Yeah, it's going to change in a big way. Major hurricane now emerging off the coast of Cuba, where it made landfall earlier this morning. Ian's still a 125 maximum sustained winds around the center. Major hurricane forecast tomorrow night to go into or pretty darn close to Tampa Bay based on the latest guidance from the Hurricane Center. So after that, it slows down as it makes its approach to the coast and continues to slow down as it slowly weakens and starts heading north. So what's that mean for us here in the upstate? It means the rain chances are going to be going up. The rain's going to fall heavily at times, and it could rain legitimately through Saturday and maybe even on into Sunday based upon, you know, which model ends up winning out this battle. I think the rain's probably going to be coming in later Friday than not. So for Friday evening football, we could be in good shape. But I don't know about Saturday, and especially Saturday night in Death Valley, Joey. I think it's going to be rainy. There's going to be some gusty winds. And for that game with Clemson and NC State, the weather is going to be playing a role based on the current forecast. It's going to be breezy with gusty winds. I think we'll stay below tropical storm force, but there may be some heavy rain at times during the day Saturday into Saturday night. And if this thing doesn't accelerate, I'm saying based on the current forecast, we could have rain even on into Sunday.
Wow. So college game day, which is scheduled to be in Death Valley in Clemson on Saturday, could be they could get very wet, huh?
Yeah, they could. I mean, based on the current forecast, which, you know, being this far out, we're only at Tuesday for an event coming on Saturday. You know, there could be changes because two things could happen that could save us from heavy rain. One, a track a little bit further east and south, and we get on the west side of what's ever left of Ian. It's going to be a remnant lower depression. I don't think it'll still be a tropical storm. And so that's where we may see less rain. And it could accelerate in forward speed. A lot of times when these tropical systems get into the westerlies and the far northern latitudes, they do pick up in forward speed and hopefully get it on off to the east quicker. So a quicker movement would help, and certainly be on the west side of low pressure would help also. But right now, we are pretty close to being just over or on top of the center of low pressure. It may be just to our east, and I think close enough for at least some heavy rain. I hope this forecast changes for the weekend, not only for Death Valley, but for everybody across the region for their outdoor plans. But right now, we're looking at the potential for rain and some flooding rain, looking at the guidance from WPC, the Weather Prediction Center, for rainfall, probably looking at anywhere between 2 to 4 inches of rain, with some locally higher totals exceeding maybe 4 or 5 inches. So looks rainy, looks wet. Hopefully we'll escape the wind threat. There may be some gusty winds. The thinking right now is that they probably stay just under tropical storm force, which is 39 miles per hour.
Yeah. Well, and if I'm understanding you, the golf tournament that I was supposed to be playing in on Saturday, I'm afraid that may not happen this weekend anyway. Ray Stajic, always a pleasure. Thank you for keeping an eye on it. We'll check in with you tomorrow as well as we watch this and how it's going to affect our area. Appreciate your time today.
All right. Thanks, Joey.
Sure thing. Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel. As you heard, going to be wet. Going to be wet. The storm is headed towards the west coast of Florida. It was a Category 3 as it passed by Cuba earlier this morning. The National Hurricane Center issued a statement saying that the center of Ian is expected to move towards or near western Cuba, which it did, headed over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. It'll pass by the Florida Keys late today, approach the west coast of Florida tomorrow and Thursday. Governor Ron DeSantis has already issued an emergency declaration for Florida. Some counties, for example, and we'll check in with Mike Gallagher later this hour as his area, the Tampa Bay area, is looking to get hit hard. He, of course, evacuated to New York on Sunday just in time because yesterday afternoon, Pinellas County and some of the other counties in that Tampa Bay area issued mandatory evacuation for all residents in those beachfront marine type areas. Had a buddy of mine call me yesterday who has a boat at the Tampa Bay Marina there, and he was down securing the boat for what's going to be a rough couple of days. So if you've got plans for this weekend, outdoor plans, if you're planning to go to that Clemson game, again, maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll take a different turn, a different path. I hope so, because I really was looking forward to playing in this Carolina Pregnancy Center golf tournament. But you know, I'm sure they'll reschedule. We'll figure that out. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on this Tuesday morning. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, just leave a quick message. And as many as you always do, you can send your comments to the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit gobigrock.com. As usual, a lot to cover in this last and final hour of the Morning Answer. We have a better estimate now of what President Joe Biden's move to cancel the student loan debt is actually going to cost us. He moved, just a couple of weeks ago now, I guess, as he signed an executive order to eliminate, or he called it to cancel, $10,000 in student loan debt, $20,000 for some people. It's not canceling it because it still has to be paid. It's transferring it. He transferred it from one person to another. He transferred it from one group to the rest of America. Also, we learn what the first order of business may be if, in fact, Republicans regain control of the U.S. House. According to Representative Matt Gaetz, he says the first thing they need to do is impeach Joe Biden. Yesterday, the Florida congressman told Steve Bannon on his War Room podcast that he believes the GOP House has to lead with impeaching Joe Biden if the American people puts them back in charge in November. And for all of you Atlanta Braves baseball fans, are you offended by their name, the Braves? And what about the tomahawk chop? Does that offend you even more? Well, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre encouraged the Atlanta Braves to have a, quote, conversation about picking a new name. She brought this up in yesterday's news conference, literally just hours after President Biden had hosted the team to celebrate their World Series championship. Jennifer Jacob led the conversation. She's with Bloomberg News. She asked Jean-Pierre at the briefing for Biden's position on the Braves' nickname, as well as the controversial tomahawk chop cheer that the Braves fans do. Here's the exchange.
The president hosting the Atlanta Braves today. Wondering if you or the president has any thoughts about some of the controversial about the team name, the Braves name, the so-called Tomahawk Shop. Any thoughts on that?
So, look, we believe that it's important to have this conversation. And Native American and Indigenous voices, they should be at the center of this conversation. That is something that the president believes. That's something that this administration believes. And he has consistently emphasized that all people deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. You hear that often from this president. The same is true here. And we should listen to Native American and Indigenous people who are the most impacted by this.
Yeah. Does that offend you? The Atlanta Braves? 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday. Gonna eliminate the tomahawk chop. Don't you think that the White House has something better to do, like maybe working on reducing inflation? Maybe addressing the crime wave? What about the southern border? That offends me. I'm certainly more concerned about the southern border than I am the Atlanta Braves. And some of the groups that this supposedly offends, like the Cherokee Indians, say that, hey, it doesn't bother us. Richard Sneed's principal chief of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. He's based in Western North Carolina, just up the road here. He defended the Braves, saying, to me, the Washington Redskins name was probably the only team name that I could look at and say that's derogatory, that's a racial slur, but all the rest, they're an affirmation of the honor and strength and courage and the warrior spirit of Native people. I mean, doesn't Indians signify braveness? Wouldn't that be a compliment? 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on this Tuesday. It is 8:17.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
This is a beautiful time of the year to be looking at lake property. If you're looking to purchase property in or around Lake Kiawee, Lake Hartwell, Joe Cassie, let me introduce you to my friends Patty and Gary Kaysen of Keller Williams at Lake Kiawee. They're truly the experts when it comes to lake property. I speak with complete sincerity because they helped Peg and me look for our home 2.5 years ago now. And they'll help you too. They'll help you work through the process of identifying the property, making the offer, getting you the best price, and talk about service after the sale. Look, it's been 2.5 years. I still call on the Kaysens from time to time when I have a question. That's the kind of people they are. That's the kind of business they run. And their daughter, Melissa, she's part of the business too. It's a family-run business, the type of business that you want to do business with here in the Upstate. Peg and I have just really enjoyed getting to know the community. And as we've gotten to know the community around Westminster, Walhalla, Seneca, Salem, we've realized just how much Patty and Gary Kaysen are a part of that community. They know everyone, and everyone knows the Kaysens. So when I say that the Kaysen Group of Keller Williams at Lake Kiawee are the experts, that's a very accurate statement. They've been focused on that market for many, many years. So when you get ready to start looking for that property in the Lake Kiawee area, or maybe you have some you want to sell, they can help you with either side of the transaction. Let me encourage you to reach out to the Kaysen Group. Sit down, talk with them, let them know what you're looking for, and they can start to search. And when that property comes around, I promise you, they'll be on top of it. Find them at WeSellKiawee.com. Live it, love it, like it with the Kaysen Group at WeSellKiawee.com. It's 819.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
It's 823, 50 degrees at the GSP International Airport, 49 in Spartanburg and Anderson, 47 in Salem, 43 in Asheville, 41 in Brevard, and 47 in Toccoa. Glad to have you in on this third and final hour on this bright, sunny, beautiful Tuesday. According to Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel, that's going to change in the next couple of days as we've got rain headed our way. Tomorrow we kick off a two-day campaign to educate you and to encourage you to support a wonderful ministry here in upstate South Carolina, Hope Remains Ranch. On our guest line this morning is founder and CEO Melanie Watt. Welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me today.
It's quite a pleasure. Let's just start at the beginning, Melanie. Tell us about your ministry's mission and how it all started.
Well, it all started when I was 12 years old, believe it or not. There was some trauma in my life early on. And, you know, the Lord, while I was out grooming my horse, Princess, the Lord impressed upon me to one day start a ministry for hurting children. So that's what I did. I didn't start it till many years later. And, when I was a special ed teacher, the Lord impressed upon my heart again to go ahead and start the ministry in 2007. And we are now getting ready to turn almost 16 years old. But we are 15 right now, and we serve, you know, we touch, the reach for us right now is between 2,000 and 3,000 youth and families every year. So it all started many, many years ago.
Wow, yeah. Well, and, you know, Melanie, I grew up with horses, and unless you've had that experience, a lot of people just don't realize the bond that you can develop with these. I mean, they're large animals. It's not like a dog or a cat that can lie in your lap on the sofa, but you can still develop that special bond with horses, can't you?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, if you're within 4 feet of a horse, they will they can pick up your heartbeat. They can mirror you, and they actually calm your heart rate down, your endorphins. That's the reason why it's so special that we use horses here, because in this day and time, people are so used to the electronic age with iPads and iPhones, and, you know, we use the horses here for counseling, for mentoring, for teaching life skills with the schools. It doesn't look like therapy or counseling. It doesn't feel like that. It just looks like you're playing with horses. And it allows those, especially adults, who have suffered with domestic violence or sex trafficking or PTSD, whatever the trauma may be, it just, because people are the ones who've inflicted pain on these children and families and adults, it's easier to talk and relate to a horse, and they do calm you. They try to crawl up in your lap and be like a dog, but they love on you when they need to, and it's just safer for people to spend that time with the horses.
And it is they are very special animals. Talk with us for a minute, Melanie. I understand what you do there. Talk with us about who some of your clients are, who benefits from this program.
Well, ages 5 through 17, and those are at-risk youth, meaning they're not thriving either in their home or in the school setting or in the community. They're cutters, suicidal, depression, ADD, ADHD, oppositional defiant disorder. Maybe they're bullied in school. Maybe they're going through a divorce. You know, the anxiety, the whole COVID and the mask things have, the anxiety and the anxiousness of these youth are just astronomical right now. So Same thing with adults. We learned several years ago that we couldn't just serve the children without serving the whole family. So we now serve quite a number of adults in our counseling division, from 5 years old all the way up to 105 or however old you may be.
Wow.
We serve a lot of grandparents, too, who are now in this generation, unfortunately, are having to raise their grandchildren because their own children have made some bad choices and maybe DSS has taken the children away or whatever the case may be. But a lot of at-risk, special needs, and behavioral youth is what we focus on. We focus on trauma and those age groups and, again, all the things that face those of us as adults as well.
Sure. How many horses do you have there on the ranch?
We have 15 horses and 27 and a half acres here.
Wow. Hope Remains Ranch. Now, you're going to hear me talking a lot about this over the next couple of days because, Melanie, it takes money to keep this operation going, and that's what we're hopefully going to help you do, right?
We sure hope so, and we greatly appreciate that.
Yep. Melanie Watts, the CEO and founder of Hope Remains. Melanie, we just appreciate what you guys do there and look forward to the next couple of days as we give our listeners the opportunity to jump in to help out. I would imagine that in addition to financial support, or is there opportunities for volunteers as well?
Absolutely. We need mentors for our free mentoring program that we have here for the community, and we've also got free parenting classes here. Along with our counseling, and we have schools that come and bring their kids out here for, we try to stand in the gap for those youth who may be on their way to juvie, that we try to keep them out of that situation. So, yes, we need plenty of volunteers, mentors. We are a faith-based organization, of course, and I tell you what, on November the 12th, we are having a, from 10 to 2 on that Saturday, people can come out. Adults, we ask for the adults to do this because you'll end up seeing all of our programs in action. You'll do about an hour tour, so that'll be a great time for people to check us out. And if November the 12th doesn't work, I do tours all during the week for anyone who calls and asks. And
sure.
I'd love to be able to show people around, let them meet the folks and see our programs and meet the horses.
Sure. Melanie, again, I just admire what you guys do, and we look forward to the next couple of days as we jump in and tell your story and raise some money to help support what your ministry is doing. Hope you have a blessed day, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Sure thing. Melanie Watts, CEO, founder of Hope Remains, and you will. Over the next couple of days, you're going to have the opportunity to help this great organization out. And listen up, businesses. If you give at the Triple Crown level, and I'll be telling you more about that over the next 2 days, but basically, if you're a business and you give $1,500, then we're going to give you a spot of commercials here on 94.5 The Answer. You'll get 30 second ads that's going to promote your business right here on 94.5 The Answer, just for making a contribution of $1,500 or more to this wonderful cause. You can text HOPE to 877-235-9405. Just text the keyword HOPE. I'll send you a link that's going to give you more information about this wonderful organization. It's 8:31 on The Morning Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.